just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. How are you? Here we are again. I have a guest today, Anne Marie, and she's coming and she's going to speak to us and give her testimony. Hi, Anne Marie.
Hi, Mrs. Waite.
She's from Canada. Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Sarnia, Ontario.
Oh, good. And so that's sort of near Niagara Falls, maybe?
And it's about, a couple hours from Niagara Falls.
Okay, and you came to Detroit, and then you flew here to Collingswood, to Philadelphia from Detroit, right?
Correct.
Well, we're so glad to meet you. We know Anne Marie because she is one of our streaming families. Now, you probably wonder what that is, but she listens to our church on her internet. Tell us how you do that, Anne Marie.
Yes, I click on Bible for Today, and I am able to watch the live streaming as if I'm right in the church service. And on Sunday mornings and then Sunday afternoon, I can email in or call in, so I'm right part of the Bible study, and the same on Thursday nights and then Tuesday morning. And there's a class that Dan teaches, so I'm able to do the same.
Right, and that's BibleForToday.org. And the live services are on the brown box, and you all can tune in yourself, and you can hear us. Our Sunday morning service is at 10, Eastern Daylight Saving Time, and our Sunday afternoon is 1:30, and then we're over here on the East Coast, and no matter where you are you on the same time zone as we are?
I'm in the same time zone.
Okay, so she doesn't have to subtract an hour, add an hour, anything like that. And the Thursday nights, we're on at 8 o'clock on BibleForToday.org. Now, Anne Marie, you have a very interesting testimony. Why don't you just start out and tell us how you came to know the Lord as your Savior?
Well, from the time I was 6 years old, darkness gripped my life. I would often wake up drenched in sweat, fear, and sick to my stomach in the middle of the night when I would think about what would eternity be like. And all I thought was that it would be darkness and that I would be darkness. And I wondered, would there even be a star nearby, even for a little glimmer of light? I knew I was going to hell, even though I tried to be a good Roman Catholic. And then when I was 9 years old, I poked scissors in my eye and ended up in the hospital. And the nurses, some of them were very kind, and others had put really hot compresses on my eye, and it was scalding hot. And I thought, I want to be a nurse, and I'll just be a really kind nurse when I grow up. And if I'm the best nurse that I could possibly be, maybe God would be pleased with me. But I had no hope and no assurance, and the darkness continued on. Then in December 1992, an elderly friend asked me to go to a Bible study in her home, which meant that I had to go buy a Bible. I'd never had one nor ever read one before. But that same night after I bought the Bible, the Bible study hadn't started yet, I woke up at midnight and I couldn't sleep, and I thought, well, I'll just take this book downstairs to the kitchen table. So I quietly went downstairs and I thought, well, God, I just called out to him and said, I don't know who you are, but if there's any truth in this book, will you please show me what is truth? And so I opened it up at Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And I thought, darkness, that's just what my life is like. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And I thought, this is exciting that God saw the light, that it was good. And the light seemed to just brighten up in my life a little bit. So I kept reading. And then I went into Genesis chapter 2, and it talked about a river flowing from the Garden of Eden. And I read, and it divided into four heads, and one of them was the Euphrates River. And I ran to get an atlas, and there it was, the Euphrates River, just like I had studied in ancient history. And so I thought, there really is something to this book. Then I couldn't stop reading it, and I'd be driving the car, and I'd say, a red light, this is great, and I'd pick up the Bible that was beside me, and I'd read it while the red light was there, and then people would start honking their horns, but I didn't pay any attention to them, and I thought, oh, this is too good, I wish I could tell everybody. And then I began to ask, what is sin? What is faith, hope, grace, mercy? In this Bible, in this book, it talked about these things, and I kept searching and searching in it. And then I read in John chapter 5, verse 39, that the Lord Jesus Christ said, search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. In January 1993, I repented of going my own wicked, vile way because I compared myself to a holy God, and I couldn't go on with my life the way it was anymore. And I turned to God, and I turned from idols to serve the true and living God. That is repenting of my sin, repenting of my ways, and going to the true and living God, and he tells me about his ways in the Bible. Faith in Jesus Christ alone, not in any good works that I have done. And I was changed. And after this happened, my husband said, you walk around with this ridiculous smile on your face all the time. Tell me who this guy is, and I'm going to punch him out. And I told him that I had a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that darkness, after 37 and a half years, it lifted. It's gone, never to return. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. That's in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. And then in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 to 21. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. And now, I'm thankful for Mrs. Waite and her husband, Pastor Waite, Dr. Waite, and how they just bring the Word of God forward in all the church services. Oh, to know the true and living God. And I thank Pastor Waite and Mrs. Waite. And in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away. So what happens when I think of eternity now? Well, in the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't have to worry. I don't have to be concerned because He has done it all for me. And when I die, I will be absent from the body and present with the Lord.
That's a wonderful hope.
And He says in the book of Revelation, "And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." Life, light, and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, thank you, Henry. That's a wonderful testimony. It blesses my heart. It shows what Jesus can do in the life of a person that has a life just full of darkness. I wonder if you people out there have a similar experience. I was so touched to think, as just a little girl, Henry, you knew you needed a Savior, but you didn't know how. You were in a religion full of darkness, and then you've come to the light, and you walk in the light. It's just a joy to know you, Anne-Marie, and to see how Christ has changed your life. Of course, there are probably some disappointments with other people when you tell them about the Lord, but you have found no disappointment in Jesus. That's so good. Dear girls out there, do you need a Savior? Have you had emptiness in your life? Have you had darkness? Have you had fears? I just wonder. You know, wonderful, wonderful Savior. Perfect salvation He gives, constant and blessed assurance, wonderful presence within, abiding joy in His service, wonderful privilege to go, wonderful gospel to tell all the world, wonderful message to know, wonderful, beautiful promise, Jesus will come in the air, wonderful, blessed, bright prospect, release from trials and care, wonderful bliss when I see Him, wonderful home in the sky, wonderful years with Jesus my Lord, living and reigning on high. Wonderful, wonderful Savior, teaching me right from the wrong. Wonderful, wonderful Savior, giving me life a new song. Wonderful, wonderful Savior, keeping me steadfast within. Wonderful grace of Jesus my Lord, wonderful freedom from sin. And when he sang a song Sunday, it was real wonderful to hear her. Cleanse me, O Lord, and know my heart today. Oh, girls, do you know Jesus? Do you know Him as your Savior? If not, why not? Ask yourself that question.
You've been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforToday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. The announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
I'm under God's care, are you?